This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, as Chris O'Brien returns to the Paracast, my first comment to him, well, maybe the last comment before we went on the air, was, please, man, stay alive. Chris was last on the Paracast 2 weeks ago. At the time, he sounded terrible. And then a few days later, he's in the hospital. Chris?
Yeah, well, here I am. I'm back. I did listen to a little bit of the show, and I kind of sound a little out of breath. Yeah, unfortunately, I've been, you know, it's a two-year process now. I quit smoking 2 years, 2 days ago as of today, and it's one thing to quit smoking and in the act of actually, you know, I would roll my own cigarettes in the machine and smoke. It was kind of a ritual. You know, I cut that out of my life, but I didn't cut out the nicotine. I kept chewing gum. I like that little bit of a rush after a meal, et cetera, whatever excuse I want to justify that decision with. But anyway, once I got back from Taiwan, I did get a chest cold, I think, on the plane, and I figured, oh, this would be a great time to kick nicotine. And so as my chest cold cleared up, I was purging myself of nicotine, and sure enough, the stuff was coming up, and I was coughing it out, and it was really cathartic and rather scary, actually. And then I split the cartilage in two of my lungs. I separated my ribs, and I couldn't cough anymore. And with all the Mucinex in my system and all this stuff, I was really getting nervous. And so I ended up having to check myself into the hospital and go under full, you know, 4 liters of oxygen, and then subsequently find out that I also had just contracted influenza A, which is one of the strains from this year. So it kind of a triple whammy. I was never in any danger or anything. It was all precautionary, and I really do think I'm over the hump with all this stuff. And you won't have to be listening to my wheezy old lame ass anymore. So there.
Well, we definitely hope that you've gotten past this.
Oh yeah, got to get my resonant radio voice back.
Yes, get your resonance back.
Yeah.
Without hurting your ribs. Now, obviously you weren't here last week when we had what I hope would be the last really in-depth discussion we'll ever have on Roswell.
Yeah. You know, I out of all the episodes that I would probably regret missing the least, an episode about Roswell definitely would be up there in that category, although not this particular revisionist slant on it, you know, kind of reweighing the evidence as it were. I've got a chance to look through the book a bit. So, you know, hats off to Kevin with, you know, yet again, the fine work of coming through the accounts and, you know, kind of using a lot of common sense, really, which I totally support. But, you know, I don't know if I could have stayed awake, man. I really don't.
Chris, Kevin has a fantastic mind, and I agree. It's only that probably that it was him coming to the show about Roswell that, you know, I would even kind of listen. I found myself, yeah. I found it hard to be enthused about it, and it's nothing to do with him or Erica, but really, I just don't want to hear about Roswell for a long, long time, and if I get the chance, I'm going to ask Alejandro that. Enough. There are other cases.
Yeah, well, so, you know, again, thanks a lot for, you know, thanks go out to Erica for, you know, helping out in my absence. I must say I don't plan on, revisiting that whole scenario anytime soon. So I'm taking some pretty good steps here. I'm starting to really kind of do a little bit of a lifestyle tweak here a little bit. And I lost some weight while I was in the hospital. And, you know, I'm kind of following up with a workout routine now. And So, you know, as soon as my lung capacity really builds up and I feel a lot stronger, then, yeah, I'm going to really dive into kind of doing a little New Year's resolution work on myself and trim up.
You can't take chances with, you know, the organs that supply you with oxygen. You never know. Maybe in 6 months' time you'll be holding your breath 5 minutes doing free diving or something crazy.
Yeah, well, I used to have, well, for years, even when I did start smoking, I, you know, of course I was almost a professional soccer player, and I was very, very athletic when I was younger, and so I have that going for me, and I have a very strong cardio system. It's very, pretty easy for me to lose weight and to get back in shape, you know, even at this decrepit old age, believe it or not. But it's trying to, it's getting off the prednisone and the steroids. That's really, you know, that it's so difficult to work against that, unfortunately. But it's all good, and I'm looking forward to today's show. I think we're going to have some fun. And I've never actually had the good fortune of speaking with the MUFON head of what is it?
Research.
Right, the head of the research team there.
Well, yeah, let me just define this for everybody. Early in the history of the PowerCast, we used to have two guests on separately, separate segments. So we've got two guests separately. We have Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds, and they've got the International UFO Congress coming in mid-February in Fountain Hills, Arizona. And then for the second hour or a little bit less, we'll have Robert Powell, who's that head research guy from MUFON, and he's got a pretty good resume for solid research. And I was looking over his bio. He's director of research, head of their science review board, and he's did a detailed radar witness report, one of the two authors for the Stephenville Lights, which was one of the more significant sightings of recent years. So he's got a lot of good, solid, basic credentials as an investigator. So we're going to get a couple of interesting viewpoints here, focusing not on the ancient stuff, the old UFO sightings that are rehashed year after year and embellished year after year and take us nowhere. We'll talk about current stuff, current sightings, to see what's happening and maybe to get a better picture of where we can take it from there. And I think that's a very important point. I'm very glad that we've got these two guests coming up. And let's see also how that works. You know, I kind of like the full show, as Chris does, where we can really be in-depth with a guest. But sometimes a shorter appearance might just work, you know. We'll have to see what happens. We did that, I think, for the first year of the show. We always felt, well, each guest. That's what I do on the Tech Night Owl Live, by the way, my other radio show, where I have two or three guests for each episode, and very rarely do they occupy the same virtual room at the same virtual time. So this is a huge change for us, and we'll see how it works. And then again, of course, we'll be interested in hearing more about what's happening at the International UFO Congress, because a lot of people I'd like to meet are going to be there. Of course, Erica Lukes is going to be there, and she has been our guest co-host once, and she's been our regular guest a couple of times. Okay, so it's kind of interesting to see that, and we'll go into more of the guests there. Kathleen Martin is going to be there, of course, and
Jeremy Stein,
and our friend Greg Bishop. And a few people you've heard on the PowerCast. Also, Ted Rowe. I want to talk to Ted Rowe because of the fact that we have this controversy involving Isaac Coy. So that's definitely going to be real interesting to see what he has to say about that. So I'm going to be hanging out there, and Chris will be hanging out there, and we'll hopefully do a few interviews and see exactly where things stand. Dr. John Alexander is going to be there, too. So I want to ask more about that. So here we go. This week we've got Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds, who is, of course, the chairman or the chief cook and bottle washer of the International UFO Congress. He comes first. And then a little bit later in the second half of the show, we'll hear from Robert Powell, the head of research, director of research for the Mutual UFO Network, who has done a lot of credible work that we'll want to talk about more. Gogs Mackay is one of our forum moderators and a guest panelist. Chris O'Brien's back with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, just a few weeks ahead of the International UFO Congress in Fountain Hills, Arizona for 2017, we've got Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds. Welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's interesting here. We were talking about Chris's illness before you came on, And you were telling me, you've told me this for a while now, that you're undergoing a drug trial for some kind of back ailment.
Yeah, and actually, I do like to talk about it, to make awareness out there, because I didn't know. It's this genetic thing called ankylosing spondylitis, and it's essentially similar to rheumatoid arthritis, but it attacks your spine and causes it to fuse and can really cause a lot of issues as time goes on. It comes on in your 20s. My primary care physicians, I told them about this back pain I had. Sometimes it was difficult to walk. I mean, it was always painful to walk, but sometimes very, very painful. People at the conference actually would often be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? You know, and it's this issue I've had in my neck and throughout my back. But only a couple years ago, did I finally get it diagnosed when a chiropractor said, you really need to go to a rheumatologist, and it got diagnosed. And now I'm on these research trials for these drugs, which is great because the drugs are super expensive. Anybody with rheumatoid arthritis might know some of these drugs are really expensive. So they also work for this issue. So it's great when I'm on the drug. I don't have the pain. But if you have back pain and you don't know what it is, don't assume that it's, you know, regular degenerative disc, especially if you're younger in your 20s and this comes on, go see a rheumatologist because this goes undiagnosed. And it's something, if I had caught earlier, I could have kept from some of the spinal fusing that I have gone on. So like my neck is pushed a little forward, I can't straighten it, and my back is completely stiff, so I can't really bend over and stuff. I could have, you know, kept that from happening had I caught it earlier.
Well, we're so glad that you finally got it worked out, though.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going to get into the politics of healthcare in America. You're taking a drug trial, which means for the duration of this trial, you get the drug free.
Right.
But the very day that you're off this trial, you've got to buy it.
Exactly.
And hope that your health insurance will cover at least part of the cost.
Yeah, from what I gather, you know, best case scenario with most of these drugs, it's going to be like $1,000 a pop with good insurance. So, yeah, that's kind of an issue. And what happens with these drugs, you know, people wonder why are they so ridiculously expensive. Essentially, when a drug comes out, for many years, they're recouping their money on all of the research that they did because, of course, this research is extremely expensive and the research to develop it.
17 years for the patent.
Yeah, so it's a money's game. I mean, it's all about the money. I mean, drugs don't get developed unless they figure they can make money off of it. And then once they do develop them, that's why they're so crazy, ridiculous, expensive, is that you're not just paying for your dosage. You're paying for so these companies can recoup. That's part of their.
You're also paying for their advertising.
Oh, everything. Yeah, they're advertising the entire cost that it took them to get this product out there. And it's part of, you know, what they plan when it's all numbers on their end. I mean, so what can you do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing forces to buy it in Mexico.
Yeah. But and that's what really gets me about America. I mean, not to get too much into politics, but that, you know, people get so caught up in picking sides and choosing sides, and that foregoes the issue. And the issue is people not having access to health care, people dying, people, you know, who can afford the outrageous costs. And, you know, if you look at socialized health care, sure, there are some negatives, but at least, you know, people don't have to die in pain in their beds at home. And that does happen.
Well, you know, the other thing that might be involved here, and this is, I think, should close it, is that this is actually something that both sides of the political spectrum agreed about, which is they shouldn't have the power in the government and Medicare and everything to negotiate with the drug companies for the best possible price. And since the drugs you buy are the same they buy in the UK, I mean, if somebody in the UK buys this drug once it goes on sale, they'll pay a fraction of what you pay in the US, and we should have the ability to import these drugs as long as we have a industrialized country with high standards for safety. We should buy it wherever the price is the least. And that will change things. But let's just move beyond that, and I hope things will be better for you. Maybe ET will come here and they'll find a way to fix your back so you don't have to put up with that.
You know, I give them a lot of publicity through the show and through all of this stuff that we do. And supposedly they're coming and taking people and healing them. I think that would be fair.
You should be at the head of the line already.
Yeah, it's like, what if these guys? These guys haven't done crap for you and you're taking them and healing them. What about me?
Right, you're just picking up all these people in isolated parts of the world. And here we have someone like Alejandro Rojas and Open Minds, and he's been shilling for E.T. for years. Not really.
Yeah.
I think MUFON is more shilling for them than you are. But, you know, you've been there promoting their best interests with all these great sightings. You're cataloging their appearance on Earth, whoever they are. Come on down here and fix the guy's back, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, that would be very appreciated.
You know, I'm thinking here the best way to do that is beam him to another place. What you do here is you put him in the computer using the transporter. You then rejigger his genetics and his physical problem. You rebuild him, and then you beam him to the next room. And, you know, he doesn't have the head of a fly. We don't have that kind of thing. And he's reconstituted, and he's healthy.
Yeah, you know a lot about their technology.
No, I don't.
Even some of the technical terms, rejigger, is that what you said?
Rejigger is a very technical term. It's only used among the second squad of the first quadrant.
Oh, see, you know what's going on.
That's right. And the third quadrant, we don't know. You know, did you listen to last week's episode of the Paracast, Alejandro?
Did I know? I rarely get to listen to podcasts, unfortunately, especially these days, right now, when we're just so swamped getting ready for the conference.
Well, okay, so we're closing the book on Roswell. And we had Kevin Randall with an appearance where he talks about his book, Roswell in the 21st Century.
Okay, I am aware of the issue going on with Randall, or at least what's going on about that, and I have read his blog on it. And I'm interviewing him tomorrow, actually, for my show on the same topic.
Right, and here's the point. I think he did the last best effort to make sense of Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
He exposed a lot of the areas where the evidence doesn't exist. And I think it's time to move on. This is not the smoking gun. This is not the magic case that will forever allow UFOs to be respectable. It's a myth. It's a legend. We'll never solve it. Leave it be. With Gene Goggs and Alejandro, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have a second radio show, by the way, neighbors. It's called After the Paracast. And After the Paracast is a collection of different things. It can be an extended interview. It could be me and Chris or someone doing chit-chat. So, for example, when Chris went into the hospital and we needed to fill that show because the show must go on, this is show business, folks, we had Paul Kimball kind of giving us his reaction to driving the nail in the coffin of Roswell, that kind of thing. And it's unpredictable. It's also uncensored because there's no FCC for After the Paracast, and sometimes it gets to be interesting. So this is part of what we offer for the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Chris is typing it now. plus.theparacast.com. You get After the Paracast, a commercial-free version of this show, and other content, including selected morsels from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth audio and video. Lots of good stuff. Prices start at $1.49 a week. Half the price of Starbucks, a third the price. I haven't gone to Starbucks. Is $1.49 half what you pay for a Starbucks anything these days? Or a third?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, just as a straight regular cup of coffee, small cup of coffee is about, probably about $3, yeah.
Okay, now $1.49 is about what you pay for a straight cup of coffee at Circle K. And they have better coffee than Starbucks. But you still get access to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Alejandro Rojas joins us. Gox Mackay is on the panel. And Chris is back, raring to go. A little bit later, we'll have Robert Powell. Now, once we set aside, Alejandro, the ancient UFO cases, and we deal with the modern ones, what do you think, if I wanted to present to an audience, these are the best cases to demonstrate something's going on, what cases do you prefer?
Modern, like how modern? Like in the last couple decades?
Let's start with Rendlesham, which isn't very modern, 1980. But certainly okay. It's a lot better in 1947.
There's not a lot, really. Some of the big cases, Stephenville, I don't think there's much there. I mean, you have a few anecdotal things. What was funny is when that happened, I was working for MUFON as their director of communication, and we got all these calls and everything. But there was a much more interesting sighting in San Diego during that time with more witnesses, more credible witnesses. But for some reason, it came this media big thing. And often, especially these days, that's the whole point, is the ones that get big are big in the media, but there's not much substance to them. So a lot of these, you know, that people are aware of, I feel, you know, they're anecdotal, which is interesting, but not that substantial. I would say, though, the Chicago O'Hare in 2008 would be a really big one. And that may be the best, actually, since Rendlesham. Then there would be, of course, the Phoenix Lights. That one gets a little more difficult, but there were thousands of witnesses, and that's going to be the highlight of our UFO Congress this year because it's the 20th anniversary. We're going to have a lot of interviews, and it's a big deal here in Phoenix. In fact, the Arizona Historical Society has a display in their museum of the Phoenix Lights, and we interviewed the director the other day, and we're going to be showing that interview at the conference, and we're going to be putting it online at the anniversary. So the Phoenix Lights and Chicago O'Hare, those are, to me, those are probably the best, even though they're anecdotal. There's been some pretty good ones. I would say the Puerto Rico sighting is a interesting one. I don't know that it's definitive. I think that perhaps we'll have an answer to that one at some point. This is the Aguadilla one, which was, 2014? Last year there was a good one where the St. Athens police in Wales also caught a craft on their IR. In a helicopter, a police helicopter, using their infrared, although they couldn't see it with their eye. That was a really interesting one, but that one needs some more research, and they're not releasing that video, so that's what's difficult about that. But those are some of the ones that popped to mind. Are there any you're thinking of specifically?
I obviously thought of O'Hare. We did several shows on that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I've got a few, Gene. What about the one maybe around 2008 where there was a pilot and passengers of a small plane crossing the English Channel going to one of the Channel Islands? That was a case where the captain and the passengers were looking at a huge, like, mile-across object for 10, 20 minutes or so. It was confirmed by air traffic control.
Yeah, it was on
and
radar.
Another pilot. Yeah, and then there was a second object as well. How about Mexico City as well? It's had quite a few in these recent decades. What else is there?
Well, the NORAD event.
I don't know.
Still my all-time favorite.
Incredible ones. Unfortunately, I feel like the IR video that the Mexican military had provided to Jaime Musan, I think, has been very thoroughly debunked personally. So Mexico, I don't know that there are any credible ones. Jaime Musan's always pushing a lot of videos, most of which, if not all of which, have been very thoroughly debunked, but he just kind of pushes that aside and still pushes those forward.
To him, facts don't matter.
The NORAD one. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, is it true, do you think, that the sightings of days gone by, before 1980, in the late 40s and the 50s, seem to be much more sensational than the stuff we've seen in recent years? Or is it because we mistook a few things because of the fact that our abilities at understanding human perception and things like that were not quite as advanced? I mean, that was the big issue made with Roswell, that people have a tendency to want to put themselves in the middle of events in which they had no participation whatever.
Mm-hmm. My opinion is that it's because, up until 1970, we had official investigation of UFOs, and some of those best cases were investigated by the Air Force and their Blue Book cases, and, you know, no organization in the United States has had the resources that the military had to investigate those cases, and so they were well investigated, and the unknowns there are really difficult to explain. I think, to me, that's why those are the best cases. But now that that important organization is no longer sharing their UFO research, that's why we don't have as many cases, because then it's left up to, you know, the civilian organizations, most of which are unqualified, you know, volunteers who just don't have the qualifications to thoroughly investigate these cases, nor do they have the credible, often, usually, you don't have the credible input of, you know, military witnesses who were involved. So I think that's what becomes difficult. Even with Chicago O'Hare, with what was interesting about when John Hilkovich, the Chicago Tribune writer, went to investigate, he ran into many of the roadblocks we all do. For instance, United saying, no, there's nothing going on here. The FAA saying, no, we didn't receive any reports. And then having to, at least the FAA having to change their position once he did submit the FOIA. And they said, oh, yeah, we did get some. So, you know, they still weren't forthcoming with information with him. And you'll talk to Robert Powell in a bit, and he'll even talk about how difficult it is to get radar data from the FAA or anyone. And they've even shut some doors, and he can explain that better.
Now, one big thing we had then that we don't have now, and, you know, I mention his name all the time, and I'll go into it in our next segment, was Major Donald Kehoe. And whatever his shortcomings, believing, I think, too quickly in E.T. and everything, there were things that he was able to do that a lot of other people couldn't do. Got more to come with Alejandro Rojas and Chris and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Oh, yes, Chris got that voice back. Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds and the International UFO Congress. And I mentioned Major Kehoe because he had all these contacts in the military during the days of Project Blue Book. And he could call on people and get these cases that a lot of people didn't have. We don't have anybody like that around anymore, really. I mean, we have people with military connections, but this was somebody who made that a badge of honor.
Well, maybe yeah. Tom DeLonge's got a contact now, if that's to be believed.
Well, if that's to be believed.
Yeah. Well, we do know through the Podesta WikiLeaks that he does have the contacts. We know that he's very connected with at least one person, one retired general who was an assistant to the commander of Space Command. And we know he's so close because this person was in the meeting that Podesta had put together. He's in some of the emails that, you know, were in these WikiLeaks that were released. And he wrote a comment, you know, he wrote one of the reviews to Tom DeLonge's book. Seems like he's very close with this individual. And, of course, in that Podesta meeting that Podesta had set up, he also had a general who Tom DeLonge says he's close to, who was in charge of the labs at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, a gentleman who was in charge of Area 51. So Tom DeLonge does have some contacts. How close these contacts are and exactly what he told them, we'll have to see.
I'm wondering here now, because he doesn't have to worry about Hillary Clinton and political correctness, whether John Podesta will be more emphatic about talking publicly about UFOs or about making more of an effort to get information. What do you think?
Well, I've interviewed Leslie Kane, and she says that she's very close to him, especially on this topic. She says that he is still very gung-ho. He's not going to stop, and he's very into the topic, and he will be moving forward and doing more. So it's exciting to see what he might do. And whether or not Tom DeLonge's involved, the Tom DeLonge thing, what throws a real curveball in all of this is that Tom has spoken to these gentlemen, as some of them several times, some of them he's close to, even though he is out there telling people that the government has back-engineered alien spacecraft and he has insider information that this is true. Why would these people be talking to him? I find it hard to believe they would tell him that, but that's what he's claiming, and we do have confirmation he has been talking to these people. So That's really weird.
Yeah, we just don't have a clue what they may have actually talked about, or, well, what may have been revealed. But I've read the Open Minds, kind of, the latest article about this. And so is Tom DeLonge kind of saying that he requested 10 advisors or whatever, and that he was kind of pointed towards such people who may have been directed to help him? Do you know if that part of it is true?
Well, this is a really interesting aspect. This is great because in that meeting that Podesta had set up, in the aftermath, later that day, Tom DeLonge sent Podesta an email. We know this through the WikiLeaks, saying, hey, General McClellan or McCandlin, I think his name was, the guy that worked at Wright-Patterson, he said he was a skeptic, but he's not. So it sounds like he wasn't willing to share much in this meeting with Podesta, and he was taking a skeptic kind of point of view. But Tom went on to say he's not a skeptic. In fact, he's the one who helped me get together my team of advisors. Why that is so very interesting is that prior to that, a few months prior, Tom DeLonge had posted on Facebook a picture of Area 51, and he said, it was just the gate of Area 51. And he said, I just met with a general who has told me that we did have an alien body, and he helped me put together a group of advisors. At that time, he didn't say who that was, but given what the WikiLeaks say, it seems like it was this Wright-Patterson guy. So is that true? Would this guy say we have an alien body? He also told Podesta in that email, he said, this is the guy that worked at Wright-Patterson, which is where they sent the Roswell craft. So he would have known about that material. So it's really strange what might be going on there.
It's inconceivable that, you know, military officers, retired or not, of this rank, of this long-standing, apparently good reputation, and specifically what roles they may have played, as in being at Area 51 or Wright-Patterson Foreign Technology Division, whatever. But it's kind of, to me, it's inconceivable that they would be talking to Tom DeLonge on this subject unless they'd been given the nod from, you know, the four stars or whatever, higher up, somebody to say, yes, you can do this, because this is really unprecedented for completely civilian researcher to kind of come out of nowhere. Okay, I know he was in a rock band, but on this subject, to kind of come out of nowhere and very quickly claim contact with, you know, a former White House chief of staff, campaign manager of, you know, last presidential candidate. And, you know, I can't think of anything that's quite like this in the past.
I agree with you 100%. In fact, if Tom DeLonge would have come out and said, I had a meeting with John Podesta and these generals and this guy from Skunk Works, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have thought, sure you did. But since they were, you know, in the WikiLeaks, we know that it really did happen. So I agree with you. It is unfathomable, and it really blows my mind.
I think regarding John Podesta, unfortunately for him, even though, you know, he's supposedly a man of good character and obviously high standing, many people know who he is in the political world, but I suppose the fact that he unfortunately wasn't on the winning side in the presidential election, he's not going to have the same kind of automatic rights to a media platform should he choose to talk about this. You know, in comparison than if Hillary had won and he had gone on to be in her team or whatever, you know, people would listen to him far more readily on any subjects. Unfortunately, for as regarding John Podesta, he's not quite in the same position. I don't mean, you know, he'd be ignored, but not as much as he could have had.
Right.
Yeah. But where are we at, Gene, with getting Tom DeLonge on?
Well, he's got a new book coming out in March. One of his Secret Machines, which is, of course, a fictional book, obviously. The new one's called Gods, an Official Investigation of the UFO Phenomenon, that's coming out on March 7th. So this would be a really good time to get him when he's coming out with a new book. He's going to want to promote that. So definitely that's really high on the agenda. By the way, Leslie Kane has a book on life after death. It's also coming out later this year, and we're talking with her publisher about getting her into that. So this is quite unlike her previous connection strictly with UFOs. So we'll have to see where that goes. You know, folks, we have a short period of time to spend with Alejandro, and there's a bunch of questions from our listeners. Maybe look at the relevant ones, guys, and let's see what we can pursue here. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, I can open up just to tell the listeners that, you know, if they want to give questions for upcoming guests, they can find them in the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. I've got a question here from Ku Cullen, or Cucullen, who's been a member for 2 months, and he said, Alejandro, how and will Open Minds and the International UFO Congress distance itself from events like the MUFON International Symposium that cater to the more true believer crowd? So, you know, can, if you kind of can explain maybe where Open Minds is coming from in terms of who you're aiming at, and, you know, what, how you feel about true believers and more skeptical UFO interested people.
Mm-hmm. Before you answer, Alejandro, we have about a minute, then we have to split for a break. Go ahead.
Okay, I mean, surely we won't. We won't distance ourselves with MUFON. I can't see us ever doing that. You got to remember, MUFON is a large group of people, some who are very careful researchers, like Robert Powell, who you're going to have on, who's perhaps even more conservative in this field than I am. Perhaps, maybe not. But he is a director for MUFON. And then you have, of course, the real wild-eyed people. Unfortunately, I feel that the leadership is kind of taken. They've gotten off of the track of the scientific inquiry, and I find that unfortunate. But still, they're an important organization.
We can have plenty of arguments, of course, about MUFON. And we've mentioned, for example, Erica Luke's having some unsavory experiences with some of the leadership of MUFON. But then that's individual people, and we can always hope that something can be done about that and that problem. Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds and the International UFO Congress, with Gene, Chris, and Gogs. And Alejandro, you're in
El Pericasto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.